Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our study through the book of 1 Corinthians as we continue through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
God's word promises those faithful believers, we read in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse number 4, will receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. If athletes compete by the rules and master self-control in all things, all for the purpose of winning a crown that will fade away, how much more should Christians discipline themselves for a crown that will never fade away? Now, real quick, there's mentioned in the New Testament five crowns that are mentioned in the New Testament. Quickly, I want to go over these crowns with you, at least five of them. Number one, there's a victor's crown. Paul just mentioned about receiving rewards that fadeth not away. Five crowns. There's a victor's crown that we just read about in verse number 25. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible crown. And that would be a victor's crown. One who won the race. They've run the race, they've been faithful, and they made it to the finish line. By the way, everybody is eligible for this crown, okay? If you make it to the finish line. I didn't say you're not going to heaven. We're gonna get to that in just a minute in 1 Corinthians 3. Isn't it awful? You go to church, you're saved, go to church all your life, and then you're old, because we got a lot of old fogies here, and I is one of them. You almost make it to the finish line and you quit. You give up. A lot of people do that, even young or whatever the case may be. But the thought is, you finish the race. Paul said, I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I finished that run. I've kept the faith. And because of that, he's going to receive another crown. We're going to look at that. But anyway, the victor's crown is those who finished the race that set before them and finished it well through disciplined lives of faithfulness to the Lord. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Received this crown. The second crown that we find in Scripture, New Testament, is called a crown of rejoicing. It's found in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 2. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse number 19. A crown of rejoicing. For what is our hope or joy or crown of rejoicing? Are not even ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at his coming? A crown of rejoicing we find is it will be given to those who have led others to Christ. Others would call it a soul winner's crown. Well, he talks about that you are our hope, our joy. You are our crown of rejoicing. And that a lot of Bible teachers would call it a soul winner's crown. Who's out there winning people to the Lord, they will receive a special reward. It's called a crown of rejoicing, a soul winner's crown. All right, there's a third one. 2 Timothy chapter number 4, verse number 8. The third is called a crown of righteousness. 2 Timothy 4, 8. Well, let me back up a little bit. Verse number 7, I just referred to this verse, just referenced it. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I kept the faith. Henceforth is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. I take all of this literally, by the way. Rewards that we will receive. We're going to look at this just a minute, the rewards that we will receive. This would be a reward. And then it says, let me finish the verse. Shall give me that day, and not to me only, but unto all them that also love his appearing. It's called a crown of righteousness. This crown would be given to those who not only live for the Lord, but they have a longing, and they're looking for the return of Jesus. They're longing and they're looking for the return of Jesus. Let me read that again. But not to me only, but unto all them that love his appearing. By the way, are you looking for Jesus to come at any moment? I am. There's a lot of people who believe Jesus is going to come later on, after the tribulation period, sometime in the, or even at the end of the tribulation period, toward the end of the tribulation period, okay? We are never taught in Scripture, listen to me closely, we are never taught in Scripture, not one verse tells us to look for the Antichrist. Every verse of Scripture that speaks of the coming of Christ speaks of looking for the Christ, for his coming. That's a whole other subject. But this crown is for those who are longing for His appearing, who love His appearing. They anticipate His appearing. That's called the crown of righteousness. The fourth is a crown of life. We find it in James chapter number 1, verse number 12. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love Him. So there's a crown for those who endureth this temptation. They held up under the pressures of life, things that, and they didn't give up. They didn't wave the white flag and say, okay, I surrender. And it's called the crown of life. It's given to those who have endured and triumphed over trials and temptations and even persecutions to the point of death or martyrdom. We read about this crown again in Revelation chapter 2, verse number 10. Revelation 2, 10. God is promising. Jesus is talking. Revelation 2, 10. Fear not. He's talking to the church at Smyrna. By the way, there are seven churches there in the Church of Asia that in the first couple of chapters of the book of Revelation. Only two churches that he have nothing bad to say about. Okay? Other five, he had something bad to say about. Smyrna and Philadelphia, he didn't have anything bad to say about him. Smyrna is one of those churches that they stood up under the works, under pressures. For verse number 10, fear not none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison. They're going to suffer persecution, that ye may be tried. And ye shall have tribulation 10 days. And if you went through my study in the book of Revelation, you know what he's talking about there. But be thou faithful unto death. Some of you are even going to be martyred. And I will give you a crown of life. So that crown of life is promised to those who've endured tribulations, who have suffered severe persecution, and even martyrdom. They receive a special crown. That's the fourth crown that's mentioned, the crown of life. Fifth crown is called the crown of glory. We find that in 1 Peter chapter number 5, verse number 4. Let me start in verse number 1 to get it all in context. Greg, get that, but 1 Peter 5:1. The elders, are the leaders in the church. We call them pastors today or whatever. The elders which are among you, I exhort, who also am an elder, and I'm a witness of the sufferings of Christ and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you. He's telling the elders, the pastors, to feed the, don't fleece them, feed them. You know, there's a big difference between fleecing and feeding. A lot of preachers fleece their flock. They get what they can out of the flock. He said, no, you feed the flock, which is among you, taking oversight there, and not by constraint, but willingly. And not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. Neither be lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. I mentioned Roger and Trudy just joined our church here a week or so ago. We had a business meeting here a week or so ago. And I told them when we were joining, we were standing right there, we were talking about this. I said, the pastor does not run this church. I do not lord, L-O-R-D, the word that Peter used here. I do not run this church. Amen, preacher. Even though I'm accused of that. The deacons do not run this church. Amen, preacher. Christ is the head of this church, and we have what's called congregational rule. Everybody has a vote. And if Roger and Trudy next week want to vote me out, they have every right to try to vote. You get the point. Okay. They're new members. I can pick on them now. Okay. Well, I'm just saying they're members of this church. Okay. So they have a right to vote. By the way, isn't that how kind of our government set up to vote, elect our leaders? Anyway, we're not to lord over them, but being examples. Now, if you do that, verse number 4, when the chief shepherd, who's the chief shepherd? Jesus. We would be called in Scripture under shepherds. We're mentioned that in Scripture as under shepherd. He's the chief shepherd. When he shall appear, ye, the pastors, the elders, shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. So this crown is reserved for the faithful shepherds of the people of God who fed the flock of God.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly is our prayer.